For World, this is The Sift. I'm Mary Reichard. President Joe Biden says he will end the COVID-19 national and public health emergencies in May. World's Lauren Canterbury has our story.
The White House announced that the emergency declarations will finally sunset on May 11th, more than 3 years after they began. The change will lessen the government's involvement in vaccine development and end access to free at-home tests. House Republicans presented two bills this week that would end the states of emergency immediately. For World, I'm Lauren Canterbury.
Republican George Santos has stepped down from two committees of the U.S. House. His decision comes as multiple agencies investigate his personal and campaign finances and other ethics issues. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy.
I met with George Santos yesterday, and I think it was an appropriate decision that until he can clear everything up, he's off committees right now.
Democrats have criticized McCarthy for appointing Santos to the committees in the first place. Democrat Pete Aguilar.
We have said from the very beginning that George Santos is not fit to serve. Republicans defended him.
Santos has admitted to lying about his ethnicity and his work experience while running for office in New York. At least two people have died in crashes on icy roads in Texas today as winter weather sweeps across the south and central U.S. In Texas, sheriff's deputies responded to crashes about every 3 minutes this morning. Governor Greg Abbott.
There were approximately 7,000 power outages across the state. These outages are actively being addressed by local utilities.
The weather also caused thousands of flights to be canceled or postponed in Texas. Tens of thousands of people gathered on the streets of Kinshasa today to welcome Pope Francis to the Democratic Republic of Congo. The Pope saying wealthy nations should stop exploiting Africa for its resources. Francis was scheduled to go to Congo in July, but postponed the trip due to health concerns. The Pope plans to lead Mass for more than 2 million people tomorrow at the airport in Kinshasa. The death toll has now risen to 100 from a suicide bombing at a Pakistani mosque this week. The mosque was inside a law enforcement compound, and all but a handful of the victims were police officers. At least 170 people were injured. Pakistani authorities are looking into possible security lapses at the compound. Retired Army General Ejaz Iwan.
If the security agencies and law enforcement agencies cannot defend themselves, then you are at our mercy.
The Pakistani branch of the Taliban has claimed responsibility for the attack. For World, I'm Mary Reichard. For more sound journalism grounded in facts and biblical truth, visit thesift.org.